knew I'd find him in some way, somehow, shape or form, time of the day. Jean-Jacques Cornish with the Africa Report. You thought you got rid of me, sir.
Bonjour to you. Does this mean that I've got a whole 4 days before the end of the week, or has something happened?
We'll crack open a beer as soon as I get home at 10 o'clock. No, I'm just joking. Not joking. But we're going to be starting with the real serious issues of news in and around Africa. Somalia on the brink of famine. The last time we were here, about a decade ago, Jean-Jacques, it killed a quarter of a million people in the Horn of Africa region.
And once again, a quarter of a million people are suffering catastrophic hunger. Just over 7 million of the 12.5 million Somalis have food insecurity. Now, you know, at this time, the natural disasters around the world, particularly bad ones in Pakistan, and we have the war in Ukraine. So there's a lot deflecting kind of views on this. But both the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and the World Food Programme say, you know, what are we going to do? Wait till the people start dying before we react. We need help right now. 90% of Somalia is infected by this 40-year drought. Farmers in Somalia, Ethiopia, Kenya, all relying on crops. You know, 90% of Somalians are affected by this. Now, Al-Shabaab, the terror movement, the Islamist terror movement, they are operating again. That's not helping things. But the whole thing is, you know, we've done this before with Ethiopia and others. So what are we waiting for? Why are we not acting now? The BBC had a team in Andrew Harding, you know, who was the South Africa correspondent for some time. He's now the Africa man. And he covered the 2011 famine. You can just see the anguish on the man's face when he goes. I mean, saying that, what can we do? We've got to act now, because certainly by month's end, it's going to be too late.
Definitely a desperate situation there. But South Africa continues to play an important role as a platform for diplomacy and peacekeeping. This weekend, the Ethiopian peace talks will be held in South Africa. So our country continues to play that very, very important role on the continent.
A very secret role at this point, too. They're not saying where it's going to be and exactly when it's going to start. We're expecting Sunday, maybe. South Africa's on the African Union Peace and Security Council. So it's natural that, and it doesn't have any dog in this fight, so to speak, you know. So when the African Union said to the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front and to the government of Ethiopia, we've got to get back to talks, then South Africa was a natural venue, and of course we can do it. Bumzili Mnangagwa will be one of the mediators, I understand, former vice president. But Olusegun Obasanjo from Nigeria, former president, and Uhuru Kenyatta, former president of Kenya, they're all going to be there. The Tigrayan People's Liberation Front kept us guessing until last night. They wanted to know who's been invited, what is the agenda, what guarantees they have of safety. But, you know, and there have been talks before in Djibouti and in the Seychelles. They were not in any way decisive. The fact is, though, we had a humanitarian ceasefire began in March that broke in August when fighting resumed. 2 years of battling, and literally it's come up in November, 2 years of fighting has killed 4,500 people there and displaced 800,000. So, you know, a bad situation, very bad situation. And we hope that we as South Africans can be the venue for some kind of rapprochement, some sort of deal that can stop this fighting.
And then finally, Jean-Jacques, Kenyans are recycling washed up flip-flops and turning them into colorful tourist gifts. I'll tell you what I think about after you tell us what the story is.
Well, they're making sort of animal sculptures from them. You know, I was recently in Zanzibar and walking along the beach. It's very, very depressing to see the amount of plastic pollution that washes up. But literally every meter I walk was a flip-flop. Now, I mean, you know, there are 3 billion people around the world wear these things. I don't think they do it for style. I think it's for comfort. Eh? But anyway, they wash up and certainly come to Africa from as far as Indonesia and India. Wow. They wash up on the ocean and they wash through the Nairobi waterways to clog the dump at Dandora, that huge dump they have. Now, basically, what they've done is they take these things and process them and make these African sculptures. Now, I don't think for a moment that's going to address the plastic pollution that they cause, but it is quite amazing. As I say, it really struck me just how many flip-flops there are that have been washed up on shores around the world. So anything that can be done, I think, is laudable.
Jean-Jacques, imagine we could turn our washed-up political flip-floppers and turn them into something useful, hey? Gosh.
Well, I would never admit to wearing flip-flops, even if I did.
You're a man of class. You're a man of Crocs, just like me. Jean-Jacques Cornish joins us again very, very soon for the Africa Report.